In Ballymun and Beijing.
Radio WXTC.net.
In Coolock and Cairo.
Radio WXTC.net.
In Artain and Amsterdam.
Radio WXTC.net.
Bless me, podcasters, for I have sinned. It's been 2 years and 2 weeks to the day since my last podcast. Let's fix that right about now. Here's the Riot Tapes, Open Eyed Dreams.
Hey Joe, where did you go? I have it all ready, it's ready to snow. The candlestick's lit and my body's warm. Come home. And I'm just too hard to sleep.
Stuff from the Riot Tapes. They're Dublin based and I came across them on Twitter of all places. Yeah, a new place to find new music. If I'm not on Blip, I'm somewhere on Twitter finding it out, and someday I hope to catch a gig of theirs or even interview them. That would be great. Get them in front of one of the microphones here at WXTC. Where have I been? Too long a story. I've come, I've gone, I've come back again before, and it will just take too long to explain. So I'll leave you wondering, where the hell did he go and why is he come back? That's probably much more important to wonder. Why am I back for this amateur hour of podcasting? Oh, because things are going to get serious in 2011. It's going to be an absolutely amazing year. You've tried 2010. Try version 1.1, because 2011 is going to knock your socks off, and we're going to be there, and we're going to be recording it, and we're going to be watching it, and we're going to be taking part in it all the way through the year. And why do I sound like Louis Walsh? Jesus, no, stop me, please, if I do. Please do send me an email if that sounded any way upbeat, like X Factor crap. Let's hear some more new music that we haven't played on a podcast here on WXTC.net. And this is from Vanderbilt Falls and the album 10 Years of Talk in Mexico City. I got the promo off Amazon about 2 weeks ago in the post. I love every single track, but this is probably the one I fell in love with first on YouTube. So have a listen to When I Fall.
Deep green valley, rushing under.
Vandeville Falls from 10 Years of Talk in Mexico City and When I Fall. Looking at my levels here, they are really terrible. We will sort them out in post-production. Start the recording in multitrack, and I'm just playing tracks back to back, kind of live as I record here and now. Exciting 2011 coming forward. Let's go back to 2009 for a second. And music that I discovered during 2010, but the album was released in 2009, comes from Jesse Grace, an album called Asleep on the Good Foot and a song called Science Tree. If you're wondering, as you listen to this, where did I hear this before? Well, it's from the ad on the telly in the place in Wicklow, which I've forgotten the name of the town already, for the water ad that was on heavily rotated during the World Cup. Science Street, Jesse Grace, WXTC.
Baby, you don't know how much that I wanna go with you all the time. Inside my dirty mind, yeah. Yes, you planted a seed in me, and now I've grown a big science tree. You out my dirty mind. When you're ready to say let's go, you out my dirty mind. I'm not the kind of girl who sits back and takes it slow. How can I be when I'm blind drunk off of our chemistry? You give me the kiss, that kiss that get you out my dirty mind, yeah. Baby, you don't know how much that I wanna go with you all the time. In my dirty mind, you're all that I want. In my dirty mind, you're all that I want. Inside my dirty mind.
Oh, nice bit of accidental feedback. Sorry about that. Jesse Grace and Science Tree from the River Rock ad on the TV, and it was shot in Tinahili in County Wicklow. Deep River Rock is the product, and the name of the production company who put the ad together should be on the tip of my tongue because they were a client of ours. Who are they? Oh no! Michael Duffy will kill me because it's his company. And it's just gone. You're not supposed to remember the name of production companies, are you? No, don't think so. But great choice of music in that, because I picked up the album And how did I pick up that piece of information? So at the start of the track, I'm going, I can't remember the town it was in or the product. And I'm still trying to think of the name of the production company. But now you just got the internet and you go, the answer is, ba-bum. I just Google it, right? But the funny thing is, if I Google it and I say, what town was that particular ad in? The post that's ranked number one was written by me. So that's kind of creepy and scary. That's not Google doing funny things. That's probably because I'm the only person who wrote about it. The Ogilvy were the ad agency. And the production company began with begins with a B, but I can't think of the word. Leave it out of my head. Something else that's changed over the years doing shows is that I could sit here and say something nice or horrible about a song or an artist and get away with it, because who the hell would hear it and, you know, how would they respond? There was about a million layers of bureaucracy between me and the musicians I would play. Record companies, A&R, PR, you know, other radio stations, royalties, rights, everything else. They never heard of me and I never heard of them. I just played their music and said things and said, this is great, this is crap, or whatever it is. Although, why would I be playing crap music? Generally, just play stuff that's good and that you might like and I do like. But now, everything's changed. The world has turned upside down. It has actually happened. The world is upside down because now the people that you play tracks of when you're DJing on the radio. Yeah, sounds so old and old hat to call it DJing. But that's, I suppose, what it is that the people that recorded the music are following you on Twitter. And if they weren't following you, as soon as you've played it and made mention of the fact that you've played that artist, then they're following you because they've got vanity searches of their own name, which is perfectly entitled to do. It's no ego trip at all. And then they say, oh, somebody play me. So this particular DJ likes what I do. So then they start following you. And as soon as you say something quirky or negative or positive about them, they just reply to you and say, blah, that happened to me. I played something by a British actor called Scorsese, and it was straight back with a comment, you know, as to my query or my question that I had with regard to a lyric in a song. It's so bizarre, and it freaks you out the first time it happens. Even though I've been on Twitter 4 years this March coming, I think, but it still does freak you out when you get a contact like that out of the blue and you're going, whoa, the world is so small now and so instant and so real time. And I suppose the only thing that's scary about it is that I shouldn't be scared about it at all. As I was saying earlier, what a wonderful year 2010 wasn't. No, but some great things did happen through a bad year. And this next artist, Eleanor McVoy, released her 8th studio album, and it's 11 tracks of wonderful, wonderful stuff. There's a bonus track on the SACD version. That's why I said 12. But this one, number 6, planted in the middle of the CD, is kind of sums up where Ireland is at the moment. Have a listen to Gibbelette.
Your beauty in the spotlight, it was something to behold. A final hope of something good, a pool of solid gold. Mahra, Mahri, Mahushla, how hard it is to see. A warning they have brought you to your knees. You river danced around the world, a shining shibboleth. You dared to take the breath away of everyone you met. How hard it is. the rains that you're so famous for, I've only realized are just the tears you fail to keep cascading from your eyes. How hard it is to see a warning they have brought you to your knees. Mokhra, mokhri, mokhushla. How hard it is to see a warning they have brought you to your knees.
Eleanor McAvoy, the album is called I'd Rather Go Blonde. It was released a couple of months back in September, and that was a track called Shibboleth. To prove my point about artists following on Twitter and me following artists that I play in a show, the first four artists that I played I follow on Twitter, and three of them follow me back. I'm absolutely certain of that. Equipment wise, we are on the same gear we were on the last time we were with you. The problem is that the levels are all over the place, and we're not using the Behringer Ultradyne Pro compressor, so there's no auto leveling at all going on, and are not using the Behringer Autocom on the microphone either. Actually, I haven't used a compressor on the mic in a long time. So levels are under manual control, and they're not properly set. So I'm not too worried about it, but I will be going back, fixing up the levels and putting in some more gear just to straighten things up and pull up the low stuff and take out the peaks and pull up the troughs, as they say. Now, let's complete this return podcast after 2 years and 2 weeks to the day with a song of somebody I'm not following on Twitter, but if I can, I will. It's from Jack L's album Wax from 1990. Hoping the year jumps out of me from the CD. It doesn't. This was around 95. We're going to investigate now, because we're now thinking, how wrong was I to guess the year? There's no year on it. Not even a copyright this year. Okay, we'll guess it's 95. Wax, Jack L. And it's track number 9. It's Jeanette Byrne, and the song is Un ami pleur, and it should roll in now. Thanks for listening to my return show. Thank you.
Bien sûr, il y a des guerres d'Irlande. Il est peuplé de son. Manque de tendre, il n'y a plus d'Amérique. Bien sûr, l'argent n'a pas d'odeur, mais par l'odeur vous m'entendez. Bien sûr. La terre. tourner d'être encore debout. Bien sûr, les femmes ont vidé et les oiseaux assassinés. Bien sûr, nos cœurs perdent leur oseille. Mais voir un ami
Pleur, Perlay. Un ami Perlay from Jeanette Byrne from Jack L's Wax LP 1995 was a good guess because it was right. And I could prepare all this with notes and be ever so clinical in the first place, but sometimes it's just something that springs to mind. When did this come out? And sometimes I won't be too bothered as to the year of release. And then you just jump on the old internet and check out a fact and come back at the other end of a 5 minute song and say it was 1995. Yes, it was. What a year that was. Yeah, I can remember it. Vaguely, can you? Can you remember it? Now, at the moment, while I'm sitting here recording this, in Studio 2 on the other side of the CPU, Radioactive is back on air. What is Radioactive doing at the moment on air? Well, have a listen to this. Yep, it's midway through a Billy Bragg track.
men of property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, but still the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the orders came to cut them down.
You're tuned to Radioactive101.com, free and not for profit.
It's time to get serious. Radioactive 101, the only radio station that's left.
The revolution starts now.
But when the system starts to crack, we'll have to be ready to give it all back. And when the system starts to crack, we'll have to be ready to give it all back. And when the system starts to crack, we'll have to be ready to give it all back.
Free of government control and IMF interference, radioactive101.com.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Radioactive101.com.
Yeah, it wouldn't be radioactive without a bit of Paranoid Visions at Christmas. That's what it sounds like, and it's on radioactive101.com is where you can check it out. Radioactive101.com. Not 101 FM as it used to be, but 101.com. Radioactive101.com is going out 24 hours a day from a computer somewhere on the internet in cyberspace on the other side of my CPU somewhere. Yeah, you did recognise your man's voice. Yeah, me again. Does anyone else do promos in this station? In these stations? No, it looks like it's a one-person operation all the time. WXTC, a recorded podcast, episode number 35? 35? Just check the episode number. Episode number 35. I have to check if it is 35 because 34 isn't up there, but I think 34 has been done before. If it's not 35, it's 34 and it'll be corrected in show notes. I'd like to thank you for listening to me, and we are back. For how long? Who knows? Next time we're here, you will hear us again because we know you are loyally subscribed to our feed, our RSS feed that we set up in 2004. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful 2011 and have a good break during Christmas and New Year. Bye.